You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
What a great night at the Amerant Bank Arena. Hopefully that place is that electric all season long, because it was, and obviously the play on the ice helps. You know, you come out and there's fights and there's goals and that, like, but man, that place was electric. There's some new food offerings. I was up on the 300 level walking around. They have playa bowls, so you can get acai bowl now. Ooh. At the, Cunio couldn't text me fast enough when he stumbled into Playa Bowls. And right next to Playa Bowls is Stoner's Pizza, which is the new pizza there.
Wow.
Now, they do have the regular traditional arena pizza, which I had last night, because on the suite level, they have that original, you know, arena pizza that I've complained about every year. A little better. It got a little better.
Little Stanley Cup, little seasoning on it.
Little Stanley Cup flavor to it. It did get a little better. Just saying.
Yeah.
What else did I see there that was new?
What? I was going to say, the Playa Bowl thing. I don't know. Like, when you go, my whole thing about going to sporting events and eating healthy is weird to me.
Well, that's the thing. So, and I happen to love an acai bowl, but I don't know. Like, I feel like if I ate an acai bowl at a sporting event, I'm going to eat a pizza as well, just because you have to have junk food while you're there. So now I'm eating two meals because I want to feel like I'm eating healthy first. So I just ignored the acai bowl, went right for the pizza.
It's enjoyment. Hey, I'm at a game. Yeah, I want some acai.
Yeah.
Maybe quinoa and kale on the side. Like, for what?
Well, no, your
get
problem.
Get you a hot dog. Get you a pizza. You're at the sporting event to enjoy. You're watching grown men play a kid's game. You have to eat fun. It's why you're there.
No, but your problem is that you've conditioned yourself to believe that healthy food can't be good food or tasty food. An acai bowl happens to be I enjoy
delicious.
Eating them. Here's the problem. Here's why I wouldn't get it at the Panthers Arena specifically, or maybe why I wouldn't get it often. It's freezing in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's an ice rink, and the acai bowl is cold. So,
yep.
Like, normally I'm going for something like a pizza or like a chicken tenders. I don't know why I'm saying it like that, but
like a chicken tenders,
like a pizza. Something
Where's
warm.
Luigi, Mario? You know, where's
like
Luigi?
Something that it's going to keep my hands warm and my insides warm.
Yeah. No, I'm with you on that one, because on a super hot day, you go get an acai bowl in the middle of the day. It is so glorious.
Yeah.
It's just refreshing and cool and cold. You're at the arena. You're cold. So now, listen, the Playa Bowls was packed. So obviously people were looking for something like that. But I don't know why I didn't take an entire walk around the arena. Like, I didn't even walk over to the Huey Magoo's side. I was a little out of step yesterday. There were so many people there. I was hobnobbing. You'd have thought I was Crowder. Josh Appel and his wife, Ryan from Funky Buddha and his wife, obviously Cunio. I saw Giselle Espinales downstairs when I was walking out. Roy Bellamy was there. I mean, it was a who's who or a who's who, but it was, I was hobnobbing. I didn't take a lap. I needed to take a lap. I did that wrong.
Yeah. And acai needs a spoon. Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing too. That's a two-handed meal. Got to hold the bowl in one hand, spoon in the other.
You want some lobster bisque or, you know, clam chowder at a sporting event? It's a spoon. Yeah. It's a spoon thing. You don't need a spoon at a sporting event. It's a finger food event.
Every food at a sporting event is a two-handed food. You sit down in your seat. You hold the pizza in one hand. You grab a slice. You eat it with the other. I'm with you. Like, a spoon. I wouldn't say I want to eat everything with a spoon at a sporting event, but to say it's a two-handed meal. Everything is a two-handed meal.
Well, no utensils. Sporting events should have no utensils.
And, hey, Lieutenant Dan, do you have a lap? You lay the food in your lap and you reach down and you dip the chicken tender.
You can even put it on the ground if you want. You got the pizza box, you put it under your seat, you pull out a slice later. I like to do that. I pretend I'm only eating half the pizza, knowing that I'm going to eat the entire thing.
Solana, ice cream. he's all his fingers to eat a chicken tender.
Reading some of the texts. How many mentions the Utah Hockey Club? They had their first game last night. Did you see that? They're playing the Blackhawks.
I want some of it.
I saw the first goal. Yeah, just by happenstance.
Yep.
Kind of neat. Anyway, I'll get the headlines here, Solana.
Sure.
All right. Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
All right, so the Panthers are back in action mañana. They're on the road now for a couple games. They're at the Senators tomorrow at 7 p.m. They're in Buffalo Saturday at 7 p.m. Then they're back in Boston, 1 p.m. game on Monday. They'll close out their road trip next Tuesday, second night of a back-to-back, versus the Blue Jackets in Columbus. So, open the season last night, kick the Bruins' ass, and now you play 1, 2, 3, 4 straight on the road.
The only one that mattered was last night. Listen, we're early on in the season. You hang the banner. You get a dub over Boston. Everything else is gravy. I'll check back in with you when February.
February? Goodness gracious.
You're so right, though, because, I mean, okay, if they do struggle during the regular season, oh, okay, who cares?
Oh, sorry. Been to 2 Stanley Cup finals in a row. Sorry we were a little slow out of the box there, Pierre, hockey guy.
Pierre LeBrun. Okay.
Y'all sound crazy, but they do make late season runs every single year. It's kind of their thing. So
I mean, they're not going to run the table. So listen, they have a slow start. We're not watching yet.
Well, they did it both ways, right? They snuck into the playoffs as an 8 seed, kicked the Bruins' ass, who had set a record for points in the NHL that season. Then last year, they're like, all right, we'll take the regular season serious. Kick the Bruins' ass again. Like, who cares? Doesn't matter how they do it, as long as they get into the dance.
Remember when they won, the President's Cup? Whatever the hell the best team in regular season is, they got their ass whooped in the first round that year. So I don't want to say the regular season doesn't matter, but we've seen in the past that we've been to Stanley Cups without killing people throughout the entire season. I don't know if we can start playing in February, Hawk, but I think you're on a little something.
By the way,
well, they're playing in February.
I don't think we could start playing in February.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, yeah.
let's just throw in the towel for February.
Might be too late.
February might be a little too late.
Did anybody know what happened last night? I was watching the end of the game on South Florida's 9, which is the Scripps affiliate up here in Palm Beach County. It was Steve Goldstein and Ed Jovanovski. Does anybody know what happened to Moeller?
No.
He's still on vacation.
Well, they weren't supposed to televise yesterday's game. It was supposed to be ESPN only. So it's possible that he wasn't there. I just didn't know. I thought it was interesting.
It might be the days that you want me to work extra. And I'm like, hey, we're not getting paid to work extra.
I think he would get paid for that, I would imagine.
I hope so.
So Verhaeghe gets extended yesterday. You have Barkov, Chucky, Rhino, Forsling, and now Carter Verhaeghe all locked up long term. You got your core intact, gentlemen.
You likey.
The Miami Heat, their preseason home debut is postponed tomorrow, so they'll play next Wednesday. They did play yesterday. Hawk, Crowder, I told you guys about this Pelle Larsson. Oh, man. This guy is good. This guy is good. He was the MVP.
We're doing this already? We're doing this?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Where was last night's game?
Charlotte. Hornets suck if anybody's interested, but
is he Bam good or is he Jovic good?
Well, he's a guard. Just think of him as Thunder Dan Marley.
Mm.
I'm telling you, man, like he's a heater. He's a heat culture guy.
All right.
Jesus.
You're going to love him, Crowder. I'm telling you, you're going to love him. He's a dog. He's got dog in him.
You just say phrases.
He's just got great instincts, man.
You just yell random phrases.
Got a motor that never stops. Energy guy.
All right. Those are your only big headlines. We do have MLB action tonight.
I guess no Dolphin stuff. They're off all week, right?
Yeah.
Hurricanes off all week, so.
McDaniel
how
did
are we
his,
doing?
On Monday, McDaniel did his press conference. I don't know if you noticed, like early, like 11-something.
Hey, he wanted to get on with his vacation.
Yeah.
He's in Cabo.
Hang around the office. Yeah, Robert Saleh can tell you what happens. You hang around the office.
Let me get out of here.
Got to get in, get out.
Stephen Ross wants to talk to you. I'm in Turks and Caicos.
Somebody Photoshop Mike McDaniel onto the sailboat with Lieutenant Dan. That would be funny.
Make Lieutenant Dan's missing leg Mike McDaniel, please, somebody. No Kane stuff either. They're off as well.
Yeah, yeah.
No football for us this weekend.
I had some good games this weekend.
The Guardians and the Tigers, that game has started. Phillies Mets will be at 5:08. Yankees Royals tonight. Padres host the Dodgers tonight as well. Your weather from
it's
the
Mets. Great text from someone who's been listening and paying attention to this show way too long, way too intently. I remember a segment when Crowder asked Dr. Chuck if eating cold things would prolong your life.
I remember that. I really think it does.
Then you should be eating acai bowls every day.
I don't want an acai, but every night I chew ice.
If you eat Slurpees every day, it's not going to prolong your life.
Because it freezes the insides. It preserves the insides. I really believe that, man.
There is something about eating, like fried food. For example, the cold chicken tenders from Publix. I could eat them right out of the fridge. There's something about eating fried food cold where it doesn't seem unhealthy anymore. Like all the saturated fat, all the grease has left.
So he's so right. He is so right. You feel the grease. You actually taste the saturated fat when it's hot out of the oven. If it's cold, kind of feels like health food.
It's just nasty.
Mm-mm.
No.
Cold fried chicken is delicious. Oh,
so much better than hot fried chicken.
Yeah.
I want to say, don't want to pull my card on you guys, but I would say that on this show, I should be the fried chicken liaison to y'all. And if cold fried chicken is not the best way to eat a fried chicken piece.
Oh, so good.
Wait, why are you the expert?
Yeah, let me get a 6-piece. Give me the old one. Give me the old one right there. I want an old one.
I just like it cold. Cold chicken?
Straight out the
cold
grease.
Chicken out of the fridge?
No, straight out the grease. You got to chew it and leave your mouth open to let the steam come out. That's the way to eat fried chicken.
In the right setting. It depends. Depends.
Yeah.
Depends on what?
Well, first of all, if I'm hungry, I don't want to wait to cook it. If I've got fried chicken in the fridge, I'm hungry. I mean, that's delicious. Leroy Horde just texted me, go home with that nonsense.
I would say Leroy has, you know, just listen to Leroy. Listen
Jokes
to
on
myself.
You, Leroy. I am home.
Myself, Leroy, Amberjack. It's a couple people at the station that we have, you know, we're fried chicken experts.
I'm weird though. I like cold food. So I'll cook food at night, but I don't warm up leftovers. Even like sometimes, I don't know, like Chicken Kitchen or Tropa Chops, I'll just eat that stuff straight out of the fridge cold.
It depends on the mood that I'm in, but Chinese food,
yeah,
out of the container, cold, fantastic.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is.
Food is supposed to be eaten warm, and it's why they prepare it warm. There's no place that says, hey, do you want your meal cold or hot? It's no place that said, no Chinese food place, no Chicken Kitchen, Choppy Chop says cold or hot, because hot's the best way. Y'all are crazy.
Pizza in the fridge?
That's terrible.
Tell you what, when you reheat pizza, it's nowhere near like a hot pizza out of the oven.
Yeah.
You can never replicate a pizza out of the oven. And so it's just a different consistency on the cheese or whatever. So I love the pizza when it comes hot, but if I'm going to have a second piece the next day, that's going to be cold.
You got bad guts.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I'll eat empanadas, croquetas, tequeños cold too. Like, next day, I'm not warming it. Oh, I'm pulling out the toaster oven now. All of a sudden, the little mini toaster oven.
I like cold tacos. I go to Taco Bell. I order 6, put them in the fridge. I eat them the next day for breakfast.
You're pulling out the toaster oven? What is it, in the garage?
Yeah, we've done that show before. He keeps his toaster oven in the cabinet.
Turn it on and throw something in there. 8 minutes later, it's warm and you eat it. What are you talking about?
I have a new house in the kitchen. It literally has cabinets for appliances. So, man, my countertops, squeaky clean, fellas. Not one appliance is going to be on that countertop unless it's being used, Crowder. I don't like the clutter.
The clutter.
Did you close on your house?
I did, yes.
Mazel tov.
Thank you.
That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Mazel tov. You live in a spec home? They're going to come in your house every Wednesday and show people around? Put your damn toaster on top of the tabletop.
Yeah, I just rented out a corner at IKEA in Dolphin Mall.
Let's sing it to him, Crowder. Simen tov, a mazel tov, a mazel tov, a simen tov. Simen tov, a mazel tov, a mazel tov, a simen tov. Simen tov, a mazel tov, a mazel tov, a simen tov. Yahei lanu.
Yahei lanu.
Yahei lanu. Yahei lanu. U Yakol Yisrael.
And just like that, peace has been restored around the world, ladies and gentlemen.
You live in the spec house.
Yeah, good idea by me, closing on a house 24 hours before a storm hits, ladies and gentlemen.
You'll be fine, little rain. You'll see what your house got now, though.
Yeah,
that is true.
Yeah. You see the test, you know, play a tough team early in the season, you see a good test.
Hopefully my house does not look like the Boston Bruins last night and more like the Florida Panthers.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.